Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 2, Day 10, Awakened by His Voice. John 10, verses 3 to 4. Let us read it together. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Thought for reflection. I am utterly convinced that most of us hesitate to obey God because we are insecure, not because we are rebellious. Our problem is this. We are not sure that we have really heard the voice of God accurately, and so we're fearful of stepping out on a word that may later prove to be false. We need to know that we know the voice of the Father. Each one of us has the ability to recognize the voice of God. We have a God receptor, and we need to tune our spirit to hear the sound of God in our life. It is like tuning your satellite dish to receive the correct wavelength for your TV. In the same way, we can position our lives to hear God. If we increase our talking time in prayer, God will share his heart with us. Increased prayer always brings increased revelation into your life. Unless we communicate to God, we can never give him the opportunity to communicate with us. We must give God time to speak. People of prayer always become people of revelation. In our busy culture, we're not very good at developing a listening ear. But we need to be those that find those still places where we can just hear his voice. Often he will speak to you through nature. So walk by a river and hear his voice. Walk in the park and listen for his voice. Sit in the meadow and just listen for his voice. Let God lead you and teach you the voice of the shepherd. I remember being terrified as a new mother that I would not recognize the cry of my baby. But as I was at home, feeding her, then changing her, and repeating this progress again and again and again, I learnt her cry. In the secluded, private place of my home, I learnt her cry and soon discovered that even when I was out in public, busy places, I could recognize her cry instantly above all the other noise. I discovered her voice in that secret place of breastfeeding, but now I knew her voice anywhere. It is a bit like this with the voice of our shepherd. We learn it in the secret place, and then we never lose it again. So let us pray. Focus for confession. Jesus, I thank you that you know my name, that you're calling me in such a personal and special way. I thank you, you are the one who's leading me on a pathway of peace, that you go ahead of me every step of the way. I know that you will guide me completely, and I do not need to fear. I know your voice, so I can walk and follow on this pathway of peace in this season. Amen.